What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, June 7th, 2022, getting into the week here. And as usual, it's a very, very busy news day. We're going to try and fit as much news in as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it here. And, you know, turning to Russia and Ukraine, Russia is reporting that they are continuing to advance in Ukraine. The fighting is apparently very fierce, and Russia claims they have taken control about 97% of one of the two provinces that make up the Donbass, and this brings the Kremlin closer to its goal of fully capturing the eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories. And so, yeah, that would be a tremendous coup, as it were, there. And Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Moscow's forces hold nearly all of Luhansk province, and it appears that Russia now occupies roughly half of Donetsk province as well. So they're definitely making progress. Biden is losing another one, and don't know what he's going to do about it. Well, quick, you know, bring out monkeypox, bring out abortion, bring out gun control. We've got to find something to run on here. Meanwhile, Great Britain has joined the United States in sending longer-range rockets to Ukraine, this despite warnings from Russia that this would be considered a provocation that could result in retaliation. And apparently, Russia says that in response to these longer-range rockets being moved into Ukraine, they are going to seize more Ukrainian territory to create a safety buffer against these longer-range weapons. So basically, by sending these rockets over to Ukraine, they have given Russia motive to basically take more of Ukraine than simply the Donbass. So this thing continues to escalate. Now, there was a very interesting article. And this one came out of Paul Craig Roberts' website. What are the prospects for peace? And, well, they're not very good at this particular point here. And he starts off talking about the American war machine, which is the economic and power interests of the U.S. military-industrial complex and the hegemonic ideology of the neoconservatives, which is, you know, again, Eisenhower tried to warn us about that. But he says, basically, the big problem is we are being led into a nuclear war because we provoked the Russian military intervention in Ukraine back in 2014 with the coup d'etat that ousted Yanukovych. And Paul Craig Roberts is saying, basically, peace requires an event or events to shake the neoconservatives' confidence in their ideology of hegemonic domination and their the willingness of elected officials to continue to accommodate the interests of the military-industrial complex, or it requires Russian and Chinese acceptance of U.S. hegemony, which is not likely to happen. In other words, unless somebody backs down somewhere, we will be looking at a nuclear war. Okay, now, let's see. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Monday that Russia is interested in nuclear arms control talks with the United States. And that's a very positive sign, but agreed that such negotiations are unlikely to take place at this point in time. And Peskov said, we're interested in such talks. We believe it's necessary to continue talks and discuss this issue, given the tectonic shifts in the field of European and global security. So they're making polite noises about coming to some kind of a nuclear disarmament deal with the United States, but the U.S. is not going to give up their weapons. They just simply won't do that here. All right, getting into our domestic politics here, another article, this one came on out from Hannity.com, saying that, you know, the numbers continue to skew in favor of the Republicans heading into the midterms. They're basically saying all the signs point to historic gains for the Republican Party. The Democrats are in their worst position in 80 years. And this came from CNN senior data reporter Harry Enten and being interviewed by Jake Tapper on Monday night. The Democrats are going to get absolutely shellacked in the midterm elections, not allowing, of course, for massive election fraud, which we can, you know, pretty much expect is going to happen at this particular point. All right. Now, kind of a weird story. This one came on out of AP News. Basically, the U.S. government is expressing concern that there may be heightened extremist threats heading into the midterm elections because people are very upset about abortion, migrants at the southern border, and they're saying there could actually be violence, you know, interrupting the elections. And who would benefit from that? Just ask yourself, who would benefit from that? And it wouldn't be the Republican Party here. Meanwhile, getting on to the issue of election fraud, down in Texas, two progressive candidates, Cisneros and Ramirez, have requested a recount because of the razor-thin margins by which they lost their elections. Ramirez finished just 30 votes short of the opponent, Michelle Vallejo, and Cisneros finished just 281 votes short of Queller, according to the Texas Tribune. And yeah, that would justify a recount. Now, it's kind of interesting. I was listening on the radio today, and they were actually talking about election fraud. You know, they weren't making fun of it or calling it a conspiracy theory. They were saying, yeah, we've got to have recounts. Recounts are the only way, you know, hand recounts are the only way to verify that what the machines have put on out is accurate. And absolutely, you know, if we don't have a fair and honest election system, we don't really have a country here. Now, there is a report on electronic election hardware about to be issued this week. This was put together by the University of Michigan Computer Science Department under Alex Halderman. It remains under seal in a federal court in Atlanta as an outcome of an election integrity lawsuit surrounding the Dominion voting machines. And they're saying the report may be released as early as this week, and already we have the Department of Homeland Security, the intelligence community, and corporate media already out there trying to proactively defend the Dominion voting systems ahead of this report, which means they know it's going to be bad. And they're out there trying to say, no, you can trust these machines. These machines are absolutely reliable. You know, this idea of, election fraud is completely ridiculous here. It's completely debunked. Which, by the way, is a word we're seeing applied to 2,000 mules more and more. Oh, it's been debunked. Don't even bother looking at it. It's just nonsense here. But more and more people are looking at 2,000 mules, and it's convincing more and more Americans there was massive election fraud in 2020. Now, the other thing that's coming on up is the televised committee report on the Capitol attack on January 6th. It was a protest. It wasn't really an attack. And the corporate media is just going like crazy. They're going to have live coverage and, you know, pom-pom girls and all the rest of it, all except Fox News. Fox News does not want to cover it. And Hillary Clinton is already out there saying, how dare you not cover this? We went to a tremendous expense to get this dog and pony show put together. How dare you not cover it? And in order to try and sell this whole, plot to overthrow the nation, which is what we're told January 6th was, they actually indicted somebody, okay? And this turned out to be an FBI informant, and the corporate media is reporting everything about this guy except the fact that he was an FBI informant. So, anyway, his name is Enrique Tarrio. And he's got to be a little bit annoyed right now that he got indicted, unlike Ray Epps, who, unlike Tarrio, was actually among the crowds in the Capitol building, loudly urging everybody on. Remember, you've got to go in the Capitol building. You've got to go in the Capitol building. And he got off scot-free. Just took a walk. That was it. Last anybody heard from him. Okay. Now, Michael Sussman may be off the hook legally, but his reputation is kind of damaged. The brand is definitely damaged. It turns out that Michael Sussman had a key card for FBI headquarters. In other words, he had the little card where he could put it in the slot and go into the FBI headquarters whenever he felt like it. Now, that raises certain questions about conflict of interest and inappropriate access to FBI documents. Okay, now getting on down to Texas, there's been yet another development in the story. And apparently one of the workers at the funeral home located right across the street from the school wanted to engage the shooter while they were still outside and was literally ordered by the police to stand down, not get involved. Okay, and meanwhile, of course, this brainwashed, zombified kid walked into the school and killed a bunch of people. So this story just gets weirder and weirder all the time here. All right, now getting on back to Fox News, they are a ratings monster. They have outdone CNN, MSNBC combined for the 10th straight month. So Fox News is really doing very, very well, and maybe worth tuning in to see what they're doing that's making them so popular. I still miss One American News Network here, and I know it's available for streaming and so forth and so on here. All right, up in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul announced yesterday that all social media companies will be required to report what's described as hateful content or hateful conduct. And, of course, hateful is kind of a vague term because if you annoy somebody, they're going to say you're a hater. You know, you hate gays, you hate blacks, you hate transsexuals, you hate the Jews, you hate this, you hate that. And under such a loose definition, it's another attempt to impose draconian censorship on the public discourse. Completely unconstitutional, complete violation of the First Amendment. All righty. Now then, let's get into COVID-19. And in a nod to the gun debate, you know, we're seeing all the gun grabbers out there saying, look at all the people being killed by guns. It's horrible. It's terrible. We've got to seize all the guns. And the government's own figures show that 40 times as many people have been killed by the COVID vaccines than by guns. Well, you know, sauce for the goose. You know, let's ban vaccines. You know, they're killing a lot more people than guns are. So let's just shut that all down here. And let's see. More information has leaked out from Pfizer. And this came out from the Independent Sentinel. More information from Pfizer. They knew of the adverse effects before the COVID shots even hit the market. Okay, Pfizer knew 4 months after the vaccine rollout, there were 42,000 adverse events. 1,200 people died. 4 people died on the very day of the vaccination. Needle in the arm, fall down dead. And we've been talking about the issue of miscarriages and babies who are dying. This is a very, very dangerous product. But hey, it makes money, and that's all that really counts, okay? So new figures published by the United Kingdom's Office for National Statistics reveal the COVID-19 vaccinated population are much more likely to die from various causes than the unvaccinated population among all age groups. In other words, if you've had the shot, you're going to die at a younger age. You are more susceptible to these various illnesses. And, well, that's how you build business, you know, get people a shot that keeps them permanently ill, and they have to come on back and buy more pills and more creams and more lotions and so forth and so on here. The FDA on Friday has finally acknowledged there is a risk of heart inflammation following the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine. In the company's nearly 30,000 patient trial conducted between December 2020 and September 2021, there were 4 cases of myocarditis detected within 20 days of the vaccine. And, of course, the problem is adverse events can take a long time to surface. And they'll say, okay, well, we're going to give the you know, the people the shot here. And if nothing happens in the next, oh, 2 or 3 weeks, then we figure it's safe. Doesn't really work that way. You know, sometimes it can take as long as 12 years for adverse effects to show up. Makes them that much harder to track as well. Now, three doctors are suing the FDA for launching what they allege is a crusade against ivermectin as a treatment for COVID-19. They're saying that the FDA unlawfully interfered with the doctor's ability to practice medicine. Now, in a lawsuit that was filed on the 2nd of this month, doctors Robert L. Apter, Mary Tally Bowden, and Paul E. Merrick argued the FDA acted outside of its authority by directing the public, including health professionals and patients, not to use ivermectin, even though the drug is fully approved by the FDA for use in humans. And, yeah, it was all about the Benjamins. The vaccines make more money than a cure. You know, a cure is one time only, and then the patient leaves and you get no more money. But constant yearly vaccines, you know, guaranteed income here. So the complaint goes on. The FDA generally cannot ban particular uses of human drugs once they are otherwise approved and admitted to the market, even if such use differs from the labeling, commonly referred to as off-label use. And I certainly hope they win their lawsuit and rip this whole thing wide open, because it was all about the bucks. It was all about making money for the vaccine manufacturers and those politicians who own stock in those vaccine companies, okay? Down in New Zealand, a very alarming story has come on out where this hospital staff has finally gone public saying that they were ordered to stay silent about COVID vaccine injuries. Was literally a gag order that was issued, and they finally came out and said, you know, this has gone too far. These chemicals are harming people, they're killing people, and it's time to speak out. So now let's talk about monkeypox. And apparently a new study published by Portugal's National Institutes of Health has uncovered evidence that the virus responsible for monkeypox outbreak allegedly sweeping across Europe, America, and Australia has been heavily manipulated in a laboratory by scientists, and further evidence suggests it was released intentionally. It's the latest make them all sick so we can make money drug is what it is here. And there had been initial reports that it was airborne, but as a matter of fact, it's transmissible only by close physical contact. And there was a story last week about how even with the risk of infection by monkeypox, nobody wanted to tell the pride celebrators, you know, maintain a distance there. Oh, no, go on, do what you're going to do here. Now, the CDC actually raised an alert level for monkeypox to level 2 and recommended people wear masks while traveling. Then they made a U-turn, and they simply took it back and said, no, you know, don't need a mask. So, anyway. All right, let's talk about the international news now. Kind of an interesting story. Coming out of Zero Hedge, Biden is talking loudly and carrying a small stick. This is a reference to Teddy Roosevelt, who was famous for saying, I speak softly and I carry a big stick. And he certainly lived his life that way. And basically, they're looking at what's going on here. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived his no-confidence vote by 211 to 148, but that means 40% of the Tory MPs did not back him. So people are saying he may be gone before the coming winter here. And, oh, okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Thank you. standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, and I believe we reported on yesterday on Biden's Summit of the Americas isn't really going very well. A lot of the Americas simply didn't show up, like the president of Mexico. But that did not stop Vice President Harris from heading on down there and trying to basically strut her stuff and, you know, show that she was really a force to be reckoned with here, and probably did not impress very many people about that one. All right. Israeli jets. We were hearing about explosions at the end of yesterday's show. Israeli jets attacked a suburb south of Syria's capital of Damascus. And it was a flurry of missiles that hit the suburb of Al-Kiswa. State media reported a vast majority were intercepted by air defenses. It's not clear what sites were targeted by Israel, although Israeli press claimed Kiswa had some Iranian militia sites therein. The strikes did some physical damage, but so far there's no word of any actual casualties. So, sending the bombs on in there. And, you know, Iran is a convenient excuse for Israel to bomb its neighbors here. Oh, there's Iranians there. Boom. Oh, more Iranians over there. Boom. Let's go bomb them here. A little bit of a problem is brewing off the coast of Israel. Israel has this floating gas production unit. It's sort of like a floating refinery. and it's arrived in the maritime zone disputed between Israel and Lebanon on Sunday. This prompted the anger of the Lebanese government, especially as negotiations between the two countries in this dispute are a standstill. So Israel just said, well, we're just going to go on in and help ourselves to the oil and gas here. And, you know, Lebanon doesn't dare do anything about that. We'll just help ourselves, steal stuff that doesn't belong to us here. Speaking of oil and gas, the prices continue to go on up. Here in this part of Indiana, gas just went over $5 a gallon. I remember when we first moved here, it was like a buck and a half. And natural gas prices are soaring. And again, somebody somewhere is making a huge amount of money off of all of this. We know that Biden wants there to be high gas prices in order to sell electric vehicles. You know, everything will be fine if you go and buy an electric car. There's only two problems with that. One, electric cars are very expensive. And I know that because when Claire and I bought our Hyundai, we did make a point of looking for an electric vehicle, and the price was just completely out of reach here. And then, of course, what do you plug it into? An oil and gas-fired power station. They're not really green. They may be green immediately around the car, but not for the environment as a whole here. Okay, let's see. A story coming on out of confoundedinterest.net. Fed data shows a half century of moderate growth in the Fed's balance sheet through two world wars. Then we had this seismic explosion under Bernanke, Yellen, and Powell that just sent mortgage rates and interest rates soaring to their highest rates since June 2009. Wall Street on Parade had an article showing the seismic explosion in the Fed's balance sheet after the housing bubble burst and the ensuing financial crisis. So, and again, you know, this could all be intentional. You know, the idea of, you know, this constant cycle of contraction, expansion, inflation, recession, it's like a giant heartbeat that pumps the real wealth of the nation out of the hands of the people and into the pockets of the bankers here. All right, the World Bank has slashed their growth forecast. They are, of course, blaming Vladimir Putin for that, saying that we're now looking at a threat of global stagflation. And they said basically the world economy is expected to experience its sharpest deceleration following an initial recovery from global recession in more than 80 years. So remember what Harry Truman used to say, if you took all the economists in the world and laid them end to end, they'd still point in different directions. And he was certainly right about that. Meanwhile, over in the United Kingdom, as stagflation takes hold of the country, the Federation of Small Businesses has warned that as many as 500,000 British small businesses could collapse, go out of business, be just absolutely gone. And remember, small businesses are responsible for most new job creation, so there's going to be a problem there. Now, the New York Times reported yesterday that American officials warned a handful of African countries last May against buying Russian grain under the excuse that Russia stole it from Ukraine, and the African nations aren't buying it. They're not going for this idea that it's stolen, and they are continuing to buy grain from Russia because, after all, the world is getting hungry, and they need to have a source of food. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials here, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy, and we're talking about the looming food crisis, which everybody can see is coming. And, well, you heard the commercial about, heritage seeds and being able to grow food on your property if you have that much land. It does take quite a bit of land here. But prices right now are about 78% higher than the average last year, 2021. And in a lot of regions, farmers simply can't afford to bring in fertilizers to the farm. You know, there's a fertilizer shortage. It's more expensive. And it's not just fertilizers. It's agrochemicals and fuel. And, it's a serious, serious problem. Now, Henry Kissinger once said, if you control oil, you control nations. If you control food, you control the people. And so it's a serious situation out there. And like I said, gas here in Indiana just crossed $5 a gallon here. And, the Amish in their horse and buggies were kind of smirking at us automobile owners up until they got that horse feed bill, because that has also gone up along with the price of gas and everything else here. Now, Joe Biden's next idea okay, is we're going to go solar. We're going to go very solar here. And he's going to use his executive authority to issue a 24-month moratorium on solar panel tariffs designed to bolster the U.S. industry. And basically what this means is they're going to circumvent tariffs on solar panels coming from other countries like China. China makes a lot of solar panels. And Biden wants to invoke the 1950 Defense Production Act to boost domestic panel manufacturing. And apparently, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about this during a briefing session yesterday and was kind of struggling to come up with an answer, and justified Biden's use of the Defense Production Agents Act, rather, by falsely claiming there is a current electricity shortage that solar panels can help alleviate. Well, the problem is, well, there's twofold. One is this is going to help China's economy at our expense. And second of all, solar panels are just not, they really haven't reached any kind of a great efficiency yet in terms of amount of light collected versus amount of electricity produced. And, of course, they can do, you know, those big towers with the mirrors and everything. But Biden wants actual solar panels, solar cells, to go on roofs and things like that. And it's a good idea, but they need to be made much, much more efficient before they'll pencil out and be practical. Okay. Now, over in Ireland, they're looking at fuel shortages there, and they are suggesting that they're going to have a COVID-style lockdown basically deal with a fuel shortage by simply saying, no fuel, well, just stay home. Don't drive. Don't go anywhere. You know, have a staycation, and, you know, that will make everything all hunky-dory, which, no, it really it doesn't solve the problem. You know, it may make it look like the government is trying to solve the problem, but the problem remains unsolved, okay? Another little article here. This one is from Uns.com, and it says, respect the Fed, no, end the Fed. That's an idea that is gaining popularity here. And Biden has unveiled a three-part plan to fight inflation, or at least to look like he's fighting inflation. One part of the plan involves having government agencies fix the supply chain problems that the government itself has created. And, you know, every time there's a government solution, it just comes with more problems. Biden also wants to focus on deficit reduction, which would be a good idea. We, you know, learn to live within your limits, your income here. But what Biden means by deficit reduction is increasing taxes. And we have seen in the past how the government, when it raises taxes and it has a budget surplus, what do? They spend the surplus. They just say, wow, we've got all this money. Let's build statues to ourselves or something like that here. And but a lot of these problems would go away if we weren't enslaved to a private central bank. And a private central bank, being enslaved to one, was one of the major reasons for the American Revolution. King George III would not allow the young colonies to operate a fair and honest monetary system, and that led to economic predations on the people, and that eventually led to the revolution here. And let's see, another article sort of along the same lines. This is from Zero Hedge, saying that excessive intervention exacerbates the global food shortages. In other words, the more the government tinkers, the worst things are going to get. Because, let's face it, these are politicians. They're not farmers. They don't grow things. They don't know how to grow things. They don't know how to, you know, tend cattle or sheep or anything like that. All they know how to do is to make laws. And they make laws and say, look what we've done here, ignoring the fact that laws already exist. Good example would be that southern border. there are already laws making that illegal. It's Title VIII. And so what does Congress do when they get together? We need to pass another law. We have to protect our phony baloney jobs here and let the American people know we are working for them. So forth and so on here. All righty. A little bit of bad news here. And you have to wonder, is this really all being by coincidence or was it done deliberately? Anyway, there's a new study based on the data from the FDA that indicates as much as 20 million acres of American farmland may be contaminated by polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, found in sewage sludge that is sometimes used as a fertilizer. Okay. And PFAS are chemical substances that have been developed for a variety of commercial and industrial applications. They're used to make products that are water and heat resistant and do not decompose quickly. The FDA says they are now present in soil, water, air, and in animal and human bodies. Now, PFAS are contaminants when found in food products and when substantial concentrations are present in people. They are detrimental to normal health. So another little goodie, another little miracle of modern technology that keeps us sick here. Over in California, they're dealing with a massive drought. Lake Mead is at record lows here. And the problem isn't that there isn't water. There's a lot of places that are actually getting flooded out. The problem is the system that was designed to take water from where they had it to where they needed it has been allowed to basically collapse and fall apart, and it doesn't work effectively anymore here. So out in California, the politicians are planning to buy up water rights and then cut farming to stave off the drought. Okay, it was really weird. South Park had an episode about this called Streaming Wars, you know, about water rights and so forth and so on. And something else they're doing out in California, which makes you think, you know, maybe legalizing marijuana wasn't such a good idea after all. California is now shutting off water to farmers in order to save fish. Okay? And this is affecting rice growers. And we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. Okay? Because they don't have the water to support their rice production. All right, let's talk a little bit about abortion here. And there was an interesting story. Jack Nicholson is an actor. Most people don't know this, but his very first acting role was as the dental patient in the original Little Shop of Horrors, you know, the masochist. And that was Jack Nicholson's first role. And, of course, he's famous for playing the Joker and Batman and a bunch of other roles as well. And it turns out, unlike most of Hollywood, he is opposed to abortion because apparently if it hadn't been for the moral code of his grandmother and mother, he would have been aborted himself. And that's something that a lot of people who are pro-abortion need to think about. You know, what if it had been available when your mother was carrying you? Maybe you were an inconvenience. Maybe you weren't expected. And, of course, to the liberals, they're saying, well, I'm already alive, okay? So I'm fine here. We'll just get rid of the rest of them there. But, yeah, Jack Nicholson is very staunchly anti-abortion, and I can understand why. All righty. Down in Florida, they have the Florida State Guard was recently revived. Hang on. Sorry about that. Recently revived by Governor Ron DeSantis, and it announced it is accepting applications for members and a director of the newly re-established volunteer civilian force that will assist in supporting state emergency response. And I think Ron DeSantis did this because the National Guard, which used to be the state's armies, was federalized during the Rodney King riots and brought under federal control. Because the federal government doesn't want states having their own armies. So Ron DeSantis has revived the Florida State Guard, and they will be there to help take care of emergencies and so forth and so on. out in San Francisco. Okay. Mayor London Breed has announced her intention to allocate $6.5 million of the city's budget to end transgender homelessness. You know, forget about all those other homeless people, you know, who are not transgender. Forget about all those homeless veterans and homeless children, you know, but we're going to fight transgender homelessness here. And that really is, it's discriminatory. That's the word I'm looking for. It's discriminatory. Anyway, Pride Month, and I'm in agreement with those people who say, why do the gays get a whole month and our veterans only get one day? But Pride Month marks the memorialization of the Stonewall Riots of 1969. These riots were demonstrations by members of the gay community protesting police raids at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. So Mayor Breed has a bit of a love-hate relationship with the San Francisco Pride community after publicly criticizing the refusal to allow LGBTQ plus police officers to participate in uniform. I don't know about you, but this stuff is just getting too silly. It really is. I feel like I'm living in the Monty Python sketch here. Over at Pizza Hut, and you know, you're like me, you like pizza, and we got great pizza here in town. But the restaurant chain Pizza Hut is the latest company to wade on into this divisive political issue of transgenderism. They are promoting a children's book that features a young boy who dresses in drag. Now, since 1984, Pizza Hut has been running a reading program for pre-K through 6th grade classrooms called Book It, incentivizing children to read a list of books to achieve awards like free pizza. And in celebration of Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Queer Pride Month, the fast food chain owned by Yummy Brands added Big Wig, which tells the story of a young boy who competes in a neighborhood drag competition. By the way, there's this video that's circulating around on social media where these kids, and I mean kids, little kids, were taken by their teachers to a professional drag entertainment venue. There was a big neon sign on the back windows, back wall saying it won't lick itself. You know, and I'm not sure what kind of a message that's sending to the little kids, but they had the performers out there dancing, and you know, the kids were stuffing dollar bills into the G-strings. I'm sorry, I have a real problem with that. You know, if you're an adult, I don't care what you do. I really don't. You want to, you know, identify as a coffee table? Fine, hold my cup. But kids ought to be let be kids for as long as possible, because growing up is a one-way trip here. Over in Norway, there is this feminist, Christina Ellingsen, of the global feminist organization Women's Declaration International, is currently under police investigation for a tweet in which she criticized the trans activism group FRI. And basically, what got this feminist in trouble was saying that biological men can't be lesbians. And again, this is all getting very silly. And worse than that, it ruined one of my best jokes, because I used to go around telling everybody I was a lesbian trapped in a man's body. Now I can't do that anymore because the Twitter police will come after me. Okay. Now this next one. We talked before about the so-called plus size models that are now showing up on fashion show ramps. There was a video I saw the other day of this woman, morbidly obese, in skimpy lingerie, and all I could imagine was the name Goodyear down the side of her stomach there. And so over in Chicago, at the University of Illinois, they're saying that because so many black women are overweight, they want to equate the word obesity with racism. Okay, if you say somebody is obese, you're being racist. Okay, so they're coming for the term obesity. And the problem I have with that is that they're encouraging an unhealthy lifestyle is really what it comes down to. And, you know, they're saying we're going to celebrate that we're, 400 pounds here. And, okay, if you want to celebrate that, that's fine. But you do need to understand there are negative health consequences for going along with that kind of a body style, as it were. Now, okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break here. And when we come on back, we're going to have a comment about Leah Thomas. She's back in he, she, it, they, them is back in the news again. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and Leah Thomas, the notorious transgender swimmer, who doctors have now concluded, does enjoy an advantage over biological women, is now out there saying that she should be allowed to compete as a woman in the Olympics, despite having the physical advantage, and went on to say that he, she, it, they, them don't need permission from anyone. Well, actually, you do, from the Olympic Committee, but they're probably just as woke as anybody else here. So the Leah Thomas was on Good Morning America earlier, well, actually earlier today, and no, I'm sorry, it was a week ago today, where she also revealed her hopes to compete in the Olympics, and it came after the doctors suggested that she and other trans female athletes will always have an unfair advantage in some sports because they cannot undo puberty when their biological male bodies are flooded with testosterone. There's no way to turn it off. And you know, I really think that, you know, women should compete with biological women and men should compete with biological men because there is an undeniable difference between them. Okay. Now, over in Great Britain, the BBC got itself into a little bit of hot water because they changed the testimony of a rape victim to avoid misgendering the accused rapist, a biological male who identifies as a transgender woman. And the anonymous rape victim, who's a lesbian, keep a scorecard handy, you're going to need it here, referred to the transgender rapist as him, saying that he raped her. The BBC then changed the woman's words by referring to the rapist as they instead of him. This really has just gotten to be extraordinarily silly and bizarre. Okay. Now, we just recently had the anniversary of George Floyd's insurrection, if you will. And there is this professor, an associate professor at Boston University's Department of Sociology, Saida Grundy, and basically came on out saying that all property is racist, okay, and that all the Black Lives Matter riots are excusable because they're reacting to white racism. In other words, it's okay for the blacks to burn down stores and loot products off the shelves because they're responding to racism. Okay. out in California, they're getting ready to release their report on comprehensive reparations to Black Americans. And this is the first state to consider reparations. And they're getting ready to release a report actually tomorrow, outlining several ways to address what it believes to be wrongs committed by the state against Black Americans. What's really amazing is California was admitted to the Union as a free state. There was never slavery there. We got to take a break for station identification. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.